On April 15, 1947, Hall of Famer Hank Greenberg played in his first game in a Pittsburgh Pirates uniform. He doubled in the only run of the game as the Pirates beat the Chicago Cubs 1-0 at Wrigley Field. A few hours earlier, Jackie Robinson had trotted onto the infield at Brooklyn's Ebbets Field and integrated baseball. Hank Greenberg, baseball's first great Jewish star, grew up in the Bronx and was an avid New York Giants fan. When he was selected as the best first baseman in the New York City area, he thought the Giants manager John McGraw would sign him. But McGraw, who had said that a Jewish ball player would be a great attraction in New York, refused to give Greenberg a tryout. When the Yankees became interested, they invited him to a game, but when Greenberg saw Lou Gehrig playing first base, he decided not to sign with the Yankees, not with him playing first base. Instead, he signed with the Detroit Tigers, though they offered him less money than the Yankees. In his Hall of Fame career with the Tigers, Greenberg won two MVP awards, and in 1938, he hit a remarkable 58 home runs, just too shy of Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs in a season.
The original hammering Hank, not the biblical Moses, but the baseball Moses.
In mid-season 1945, after returning from military service, he led the Tigers to a World Series victory over the Cubs. It was the Tigers' second World Series victory and their fourth American League pennant since Greenberg joined the Tigers in 1933. While Greenberg was a success on the field, he had to endure anti-Semitic taunts from fans and opposing players throughout his career. When he played in small southern towns in the minors, he faced both hostility and curiosity because he was the first Jew they'd ever seen. They seemed surprised that I didn't have horns and a beard. When he reached the major leagues, the taunting became worse. For at least 10 years, I hardly played in a ballpark where there wasn't some loudmouth fan popping off with some anti-Jewish remarks. The taunting from opposing teams became so vicious in the 1935 World Series that home plate umpire George Mariotti had to warn Cub players to stop it. Greenberg thought that the anti-Semitic insult helped him more than it hurt. It brought out the best in me. I played all the harder. But he also thought that what he endured was nothing compared to what Jackie Robinson went through in 1947, Robinson's first year with the Dodgers. Teammates asking to be traded, opponents threatening to strike, places he couldn't eat or sleep with the rest of the team. I never encountered anything like that. Greenberg, who signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1947 after the Tigers released him over a contract dispute, played his first game against Jackie Robinson on May 15, 1947, a month after Robinson integrated baseball. Played at Pittsburgh's Force Field, the game featured one of the most dramatic moments in baseball's racial history. In the fourth inning, Robinson laid down a bunt, and as he reached first base, Greenberg had to reach into Robinson's path to field the throw from Pirate pitcher Ed Barr. When Greenberg and Robinson collided, Greenberg knocked Robinson to the ground. Hall of Fame sports writer Wendell Smith, reporting on the game for the Pittsburgh Courier, wrote that this was the kind of play that many opposed to Robinson said would cause a riot. Instead, Greenberg helped Robinson to his feet, and after making sure Robinson wasn't injured, told him that he knew the prejudice against him was rough, but just hang in there and fight back. Hank Greenberg played in only one season in Pittsburgh before he retired as a player. After his retirement, he held several front office positions with the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. He had a chance to become owner of the White Sox, but when he faced the same anti-Semitism from baseball's owners that he faced as a player, he decided against it. In 1956, Greenberg, who fought against anti-Semitism throughout his career and refused to play on Yom Kippur, became the first Jewish ball player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. It was the same year that Jackie Robinson played in his last baseball season. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.